Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Parent Connection, Supporting New Parents and Their Infants During COVID-19, and features Alex Ruffner in an interview with Erin Sheena.
Hi there, I'm Erin Sheena, the editorial assistant of Imagine Magazine. Welcome, Alex Ruffner, and thank you for joining me today on this Imagine podcast.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
So over the past year, the COVID-19 global pandemic has required us to be flexible and adjust how we work with young children and their families. In this year's Imagine podcast series, we'd like to explore how your work with young children and their families has directly or indirectly changed as a result of the pandemic, and we'd like to hear more about what you've learned and the experiences you've had. So we have 10 questions that we've prepared for you. And the first one is, where do you work and what's your role?
So I work for Norton Healthcare Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. I specifically work for Norton Women's and Children's Hospital, and I am their NICU music therapist, so I work in a 48-bed level 3 NICU. But recently I've also started providing services to some of the individuals just in our community as kind of a free kind of outreach support group for parents and their infants.
Wonderful. So what types of services do you offer to these young children and their families?
So I mentioned it briefly before, but I provide developmentally appropriate sensory experiences for premature and medically fragile infants and their families while they're in the NICU. We work on parent-infant bonding, sensory processing. Sometimes we'll work on more specific cues, such as feeding skills. But then I also have started providing services to some individuals in the community, just as like a free support group and early infant music group for parents and infants.
Awesome. So how have these services changed due to the global pandemic?
So in the NICU, things haven't changed a whole lot. Sometimes they have to be adapted because parents get put in quarantine because of direct COVID exposure. But luckily, we haven't had too many instances like that happen, just a few here and there. However, my community group has changed quite a bit because all of my groups got canceled. Hooray. So actually starting in January of 2020, I collaborated with the Marshall Women's Center, which is kind of a community resource center at Norton Women's and Children's Hospital. And they had a group that was already established called the New Mommy Group, and they wanted to bring music into that. So it was kind of a perfect opportunity for me to expand music therapy services with a group that was already existing.
Yeah.
So basically, it was just a group where moms came in with their infants that were ages 0 to 6 months. A lot of these moms were first-time moms, hence the name New Mommy Group. And it was really just a space for them to kind of bond over what it's like being a new mom and all the struggles that come along with that, and just celebrating those little milestones of their babies growing and developing. And my music therapy group fit right in with that. So basically, I started that back in January of 2020. March 2020 rolled around, and all of that changed. I feel like we were finally just starting to hit our stride, and then everything kind of went haywire. So all the groups got shut down. We were kind of just put on a holding pattern trying to figure out where things were going to go. And in the summer, we started experimenting with me putting out YouTube videos that would be sent to those families specifically. And we got some really great feedback. It was just like one or two songs in each video that they could use throughout the week. And they thought it was super helpful to be able to have something specific each week to kind of implement into their routine.
Yeah.
And then after that, as we all got a little more comfortable with the Zoom world, we decided to dive into Zoom groups. So the educators at the Marshall Women's Center, they started trying to do their, like, prenatal education classes, like Lamaze and all of that, via Zoom, and they really tested out how that went, and then once they kind of figured out all of that, we troubleshooted getting the music group on that same format. So we've been doing that since, September? Maybe.
Wow.
And it's every single week, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that group has changed leaps and bounds since the beginning. But we have a good core group of people. We usually have anywhere from, like, four parents and infants to, like, I think our biggest group had nine. So.
Wow.
It's been good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of adjustments have the children and their families had to make due to the changes in service provision due to switching to Zoom classes or doing those YouTube videos?
So luckily, I think since we waited several months after, you know, the pandemic started and everybody tried to get used to FaceTime and Zoom and all of that, they didn't have to do too much change. You know, most people have smartphones now, and we made sure that it would be really easy for them to just sign up online, and then they can use the same Zoom link from week to week. So basically, even if they don't register for the class online, they can still log on. So there weren't too many adjustments that they had to make, but I think one of the interesting things is, you know, infants and children are drawn to technology and to screens, and that is definitely still the case during our Zoom group. Like, sometimes I feel like, especially as the kids get older, half of the session is the mom, like, chasing the infant as they're holding the phone, and it's like you get this awesome little baby double chin face. But yeah, I think they have fun with it either way, and at least there's, you know, developmentally appropriate music interventions happening while they do that. So.
Yeah. I love that. How has the, what you do during the group changed? You know, obviously when you're in person, you can have a kind of a bag of tricks and, things that you bring. But if everyone's at home, how has that changed?
So really it's required a lot of just improvisation on my part. I try to keep the same format week to week so parents kind of know what to expect. And if I know that we have a new parent and infant dyad in the group, I try and give them a brief overview of the instruments that we use week to week, how they can adapt those instruments at home, and just kind of getting an idea of what they have available to them, and then just encouraging their engagement and interaction with what they already have at home. Since this is a community group and it's open to everyone, I know that not all families are going to have the resources to be able to go out and buy all of these instruments and, you know, fun things that would be provided if they were doing this group in the hospital. So, you know, I just try and work with what they have. We do body percussion. We do a lot of snapping and clapping. You know, most infants have a rattle, so that makes a perfect shaker anyways. And, you know, you can tip Tupperwares over as a drum. For visual stimulation, we'll do, instead of, like, colorful nylon scarves, I just encourage parents to pick up either, like, cloth diapers or soft washcloths or, like, the baby's favorite blanket. That can be a really good one as well. So,
yeah. A lot of creative innovation for instruments, right?
Exactly. And just, like, a lot of encouragement, like, to the parents. Like, whatever you're doing right now with your infant is fine. Like, they just want to play with you and to be with you. So if you don't have all these fancy instruments and things, like, it's okay. Just, like, sit with them and bounce them and sing to them, and they're going to love it.
Yeah. So empowering them to kind of start where they are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. What have been some of the biggest challenges for you and your clients?
So I think for my clients, one of the biggest things is just like feelings of isolation. Mm. Kind of a theme that has come up over and over and over again is just feeling a little bit cheated throughout the whole like new parent experience. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these parents, especially now that are joining the group, they were pregnant all through COVID too. So like they didn't get to have a baby shower or, you know, they haven't been able to see their own parents. Like many of these infants in the group haven't met their grandparents in person yet. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of general feelings of like being cheated out of their experiences of being a new parent. And, you know, new parents want to go out and show their babies off and like have fun with them and like take them around. And that just like can't happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's these feelings of isolation and there's also a good amount of fear and concern, you know, one for medical reasons, like what happens if my baby does get COVID or if I bring COVID into the house, but two, developmentally, like what's going to happen with my baby if the only two faces that they see are parents, you know, it's like they don't get that interaction with peers, with friends, with other family members, things like that. So just some uncertainty. It's definitely been an interesting scenario to navigate. But one of the good things about this group is it's a half hour of music, and then it's a half hour of talk with our family and community educator. So they pop on and they ask, you know, like, how's everything going? Do you all have any questions about development? Do you have any questions about, like, anything medical that's going on? Because all of these educators are also nurses. So these parents that come to these groups still get that, like, kind of that new mommy feel where it's basically a support group, too. You know, so they can talk about, like, hey, my baby, like, I don't know, is taking solids for the first time and I'm super freaked out about it. Like, is anyone else going through this? And someone else is like, yeah, I fed my baby an egg and I was terrified that he was going to have a reaction. Or, you know, just like, they just get to bond over those, you know, those little things about being a new parent. So it kind of helps combat that isolation.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a really wonderful resource and source of support for everybody. So what are some of the other benefits that you've observed from, having this group delivered online?
Yeah. So one of the benefits, actually before I talk about the benefits, I want to talk about one cute little story. And one of the challenges for me in doing these groups is I don't get to have that direct interaction with the infant. And they've all gotten to know me through Zoom now. And, you know, they like bring their little faces right up to the screen and it's so sweet. And I just like want to be there to like be able to pass instruments to them. And I actually had one of our older kids in the group. He, we were passing shakers off back between, you know, mom and baby. And he actually waddled over to where the camera was and like tried to give it to the camera. Like he was going to give it to me. And I was like, I just want to take that from you so bad. Like, that is the sweetest thing. And so it's like, I feel a little bit isolated too because I've gotten to know these babies and I've seen them grow for the past year. And I haven't been able to actually interact with them. So hopefully soon we'll get back to it. But benefits. There are many benefits. So one of the biggest ones is, so before it was just New Mommy Group. We rebranded it. We're now calling it New Parents Connection because a lot of dads are able to visit. A lot of dads are working from home. And so what they'll do is they'll just, like, go on their break while we're doing music and participate in the music session with us. So that's a really great thing. It kind of provides flexibility and increased opportunities for bonding and so I'm really happy about that. Another good benefit is it does allow greater flexibility also with the infant schedule. So we have a mom and a baby who she was taking, the baby was taking three naps a day and then she's getting a little bit older. So mom's trying to transition her to two naps in a day. And unfortunately, one of those naps falls during our music session now. But she still loves that connection and she still loves participating in that. So what she does is she'll still log on and she will actually just put her phone on the right next to her computer and hit voice record. So she'll voice record our session while I'm doing it. And then she said that she actually does it a couple times throughout the week. She said that she'll do it with the baby, she'll make dad do it with the baby, and then grandparents got to visit for the first time, and they were able to do it with the baby too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it can kind of be used however the parents want to, and I'm totally fine with that, whatever helps them.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's wonderful. That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, now that you've kind of gotten in the groove of this telepractice and Zoom groups and that sort of delivery of services, how do you see telepractice changing in the future, even after the pandemic?
I could definitely see it being an option that will always be offered because it does provide that flexibility, and especially for maybe some of our NICU graduates who parents are concerned about infection prevention and the medical fragility of their infant, and they don't feel comfortable venturing back to the hospital. This can provide a really great opportunity for them to engage in a music group in the comfort of their home.
Right.
Or for families that have transportation issues or, you know, for various reasons, they can't come back into the hospital or can't make it to a group, this can give them a way to do that. So as kind of, as much of a hassle as it is, and as much of, as we want things to get back to normal and to never see the word Zoom again in our lives, I do think it would be good to have at least one, you know, Zoom group offering for parents as an option.
Yeah.
So
accessibility, I think, is a really huge thing maybe that we see changing coming forward, moving forward.
Yes.
Well, what are your hopes for the future of this new parent connection group and your services in general?
Back to in person. I just want to see these sweet babes' real faces. It's just so fun, like, getting to watch them grow and to learn these instruments. And one of my little ones, he's finally started saying goodbye pretty consistently. Aww. Like, he'll wave to the Zoom screen. And, yeah, and it just, you know, you want to be able to interact with them in person. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why you become a music therapist, is to build that connection with people. And it's, I mean, it can definitely be done through Zoom. Like, a lot of these families I only know through Zoom, and we have a great relationship, but it's not quite the same as being in person. So that's my hope, and to eventually expand services. And I get a lot of people that ask about, like, sibling groups as well. So, like, doing a music group for the entire family.
Yeah.
So that would also be really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to join.
I know. Right? Come on. The more the merrier.
Well, what resources have been helpful for you during this time? And you talked kind of about the transition, and what have you found helpful?
So one of my main resources is just the Bright Start music text. That's by Darcy Walworth, but now Deloach. And it's just a wonderful resource, like, if you're in a pinch and you're session planning last minute, as I usually am. It just gives some really great ideas, a lot of songs that parents already know, but maybe they didn't realize they knew. And it's just a wealth of information. So I'd say that's probably my biggest resource. I have it sitting right next to my computer at home.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, to kind of wrap us up, can you share some words of encouragement for our listeners today?
Oh, definitely. One, you're not alone. We are all beginners in kind of navigating this world of COVID, and I feel like every week brings something new, and I feel totally out of my element. So have no fear. We're all right where you are. And also, like, your patients and your clients are happy with whatever services you can provide them. They're just happy to have someone there that is, like, engaging with them and providing them with something to do. And, I mean, they're in the same boat that you are. They don't know what's happening.
Mm.
Heck, who knows? No, I mean, nobody knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're just happy that you're there. So,
yeah,
keep up the good work.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing all of your insights. It's been a joy to talk to you and kind of get to know about your new groups and how you've been doing.
Yeah, thanks so much, Erin.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2021.